Hey, y'all out there, this is Bo Billingsley, the voice of Jet Black and the Fourth Raikage. You're listening to The Night Nerd. Stay tuned, because all kinds of good things will be happening.
Welcome to the Night Nerd Podcast. I'm your host, Lance. It's Tuesday, so we're going to talk some TV and movies. Last week, we saw Samsung release their Note 8. This Friday sees Apple release their iPhone 7. Pretty big tech war, you know, going on. The Android people and the iPhone people. I'm on the Android side of that. But I have a lot of friends that are on the other side. So, you know, I thought it would be a lot of fun to really just kind of sit down and look at the differences in technologies. Yesterday, we got to look at Xbox versus PlayStation, which was a lot of fun. And today, we're going to look at celluloid film versus digital film. This is a discussion that's been going on for quite some time. It started back in the 80s. We'll do a background, and then we'll get into the actual argument. Started back in the 80s, and of all people, this may come as a shock. George Lucas was one of the big people behind it, and he was really pushing for it. You know, you had movies like Julia and Julia, Rainbow, Wind Horse, stuff like that, that was showing what you can do with digital and the supposed ease of it and everything. And so in 99, George Lucas was like, hey, this is how it's going to go down. And he filmed the prequel trilogy almost entirely digital. And before he did, though, he brought a bunch of big directors, you know, Marty Scorsese, Quentin Tarantino, Robert Rodriguez, all these guys, Spielberg, of course, you know, pretty much everybody except, like, Roman Polanski was there, and showed them what he thinks is the future of movies, of film. And, you know, and ever since then, it's been heavily, heavily divided. And I for one, you know, I am a film person. I love movies. I went to film school. I've shot a few movies. I realize it's not my calling, but I'm still very passionate about it. And today, you know, we're going to look at kind of the pros and cons of both of them. When you look at film, so from here on out, film is going to be the celluloid film. The traditional, the one that's been around for over 100 years, and arguably, well, we'll see by the end of the show if it's the best or not. The depth of field on it is way better. So when you're shooting on 35mm film, the focus and stuff, it's easier to do things with soft focus or blurry, whether, you know, it's in the foreground, background, everything like that. And that allows directors to really kind of, and cinematographers, to direct the audience's eye. You know, they want to show you where to look. And so if something's in focus versus not focus, you know, that's what you're going to look at and that's what you're going to focus on. And that's just awesome. Another thing is exposure latitude. Now, exposure latitude is basically a fancy way of saying how much light you can put on something, whether it's overexposed or underexposed. So that is, you know, if you're watching a movie and the edges of the film are completely black on a digital thing, there's going to be details there in film. Now, the human eye can process even more than film can, and that's why you get people who say digital looks almost unnatural, almost fake and stuff, because our brains are like, no, there should be something there. And in film, you may not have the complete thing, but it's there. I read a good analogy when I was researching the show about, if you compare it to painters, you know, your cinematographer is a painter. And with film, they're going to have tubes of every color in the rainbow, the whole spectrum and everything. Whereas with digital, they're going to have like red, green, blue, like just your basic color, not red, green, blue, red, yellow, blue, just your basic colors. And that is, you know, really telling when you're trying to tell stories and do everything like that. It's interesting. As far as video does have a few things going for it. Accessibility, you know, I can record digitally on my phone. I can go to Best Buy and buy a fairly inexpensive camera and record on there. And so it's available to a lot of people, and not just accessibility as far as easy to get, but pricing. The cost of shooting on film is almost 10 times that of shooting digitally. So, you know, studios, that's why Robert Rodriguez does a lot of his stuff digitally, is because he can get it, shoot it on the cheap, edit it all there, and everything like that. Because the workload of it when you shoot digitally is a lot lighter. You're not having to edit as much. You kind of have everything right there. You can just throw it in your computer, and it doesn't have to be transferred to digital, because Spielberg likes to shoot on film and then convert to digital. He doesn't really like to convert to digital, but it's what gets his movies in more places, so that's why he does that. And, you know, so I'll give him that. And then also sharing, you know, with the advent of YouTube and social media, you can copy and paste or an easy upload on to any of those off an SD card. So that's really, really neat. But there's something about film, and there's still a lot of big name directors that use film. Christopher Nolan, Quentin Tarantino, for the most part Martin Scorsese does, and that's just Paul Thomas Anderson, I know he does, and there's just all sorts of great people that use it. Now, there are some great ones. I always butcher his name. The guy that did Birdman and Revenant. And so that's, you know, something to take into consideration. You know, a lot of the younger guys. And we mentioned George Lucas, you know. And while people like James Cameron, Peter Jackson, Guillermo del Toro, they'll use digital. George Lucas, I'm going to throw this out there right now. George Lucas is not an artist. He's a businessman. And I will give him the utmost credit for being a businessman. He's a great businessman, but he's not an artist. And so that's why the prequel trilogies, you know, have that fake look to them. And Quentin Tarantino has a good quote that we posted on our Facebook page earlier this morning about the magic of film. Because digitally, when you shoot digitally, you're shooting a moving image. But film, you're just... it's a bunch of stills that you play at 24 frames a second, and then it makes that movie magic. And just the noise and the colors and the saturation, just everything about it is beautiful and wonderful. And you know, you take older movies. I know a lot of people, including friends of mine, won't watch movies before Star Wars or before The Matrix, but older movies are just so beautiful and timeless and wonderful. And it's because of that. And I, while I do have my certain arguments about Tarantino, I will agree with this on him. You know, he shot Hateful Eight in 65mm so he could do a 70mm roadshow. So I think, as far as movies go, you know, if you're doing YouTube or commercials, short vids, promo vids, things like that, digital is A-okay. But for movies, for that spectacle and that feeling and that escape that you have, film is the way to go. I know digital's the new hotness, but to continue on that Men in Black quote, film is not old and busted. So it's great. I love film. Something about you hear the magic of film, the story of film. You don't hear the magic of digital. And there's reasons behind that. So that's what I think. Let me know what you think. Do you prefer digital? Do you prefer celluloid? Let us know in the comments below or out on social media, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, YouTube. We're out there. Just look for the Night Nerd. Also, you can find the Night Nerd Saturday, September 30th at Freaky Tiki Tavern at 1512 Texas in Lubbock, where Derek and I are going to be hosting the 40th anniversary bash for Star Comics. So we're pretty excited about that. Actually, we're really excited about that. It's going to be a lot of fun. So make sure you come check us out. We're going to have trivia, budget, cosplay, all sorts of things. So yeah, again, that's going to be at Freaky Tiki Tavern, 2512 Texas Avenue. It's going to be good. While you're waiting for that, though, make sure to check us out on iTunes, SoundCloud, Google Play. Just look for the Night Nerd. As always, like, comment, share, subscribe, leave us good reviews. We'd love to hear from you all. If you want to talk to me directly, you can email me, thenightnerd@outlook.com, or just nightnerd@thenightnerd.com. I love hearing from everybody. So, again, I'm Lance. Thank you all so very much for listening. Make sure to tune in tomorrow when we talk print comics versus digital comics. But until then, we'll see you next time.
Technology.
Thank you, technology.
Technology.
Thank you, technology.
Technology.
Thank you, technology.
Technology.
Thank you, technology. I'm on a first name basis with my microwave. Isn't that right, Dave?